With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Barring an 11th-hour Senate agreement, the U.S. government is poised for a partial shutdown.
After a closed-door White House meeting Monday, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said Democrats won't support an agreement unless Republicans extend expiring tax credits for health insurance. Republican Senate Leader John Thune is pressing Democrats to vote for the funding bill and take up the debate on tax credits later. House Speaker Mike Johnson says Republicans don't want taxpayers to have to cover the costs of health insurance for people who are in the country illegally.
They want to restore that because we got rid of it.
Jennifer King, Washington.
Under an agreement reached with the Trump administration, New York-based Pfizer will charge most favored nation pricing to Medicaid and guaranteed that pricing on newly launched drugs. This involves matching the lowest price offered in other developed nations. President Trump says he's making deals with other drug makers also. Addressing military leaders earlier, War Secretary Pete Hegseth says this is a new era for America's military.
The era of politically correct, overly sensitive, don't hurt anyone's feelings leadership ends right now. At every level, either you can meet the standard, either you can do the job, either you are disciplined, fit, and trained, or you are out.
President Trump also spoke at that meeting of top generals at Marine Military Base in Quantico, Virginia. The president said the U.S. military might be deployed to American cities against what he described as the invasion from within. Stocks are mixed, but still coasting toward a finish on Wall Street's latest winning month. The Dow dropping 32 points. The S&P 500 is ahead 4. This is SRN News. The daughter of an imprisoned church leader in Eritrea says God does not waste pain.
A medical doctor and a leader in the Eritrean Orthodox Church remains imprisoned 21 years after his arrest. His daughter, Hannah Mengistib, tells Voice of the Martyrs that God has shown her the importance of sharing in her father's suffering. She says the Lord uses suffering to display his glory. Her father is one of more than 500 Christians currently imprisoned in Eritrea. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
Anti-Semitic incidents affecting Shabbat organizations across the U.S. World Israel News reports an arson attack targeted the Shabbat Center in Charlotte County, Florida. A bomb threat prompted the evacuation of the University of California Santa Barbara Center, and an argument escalated into a stabbing at the UCLA Shabbat Center in Los Angeles. This is SRN News. A strong offshore earthquake with a preliminary magnitude of 6.9 shaken the central Philippines. A tsunami warning was issued for the coastlines in Cebu, but was later canceled. The Trump administration holding off extending the 25-year-old African Growth and Opportunity Act, also known as AGOA.
Since 2000, AGOA has been a pillar of the U.S.'s foreign policy in Africa. Now it looks set to vanish unless the U.S. Congress intervenes to save it. There have been credible reports that the Trump administration may extend the deal by a year to give their act an America First framework, but this hasn't yet been confirmed by Washington. AGOA was established in 2000 by the then American President Bill Clinton to shift the U.S.'s policy towards the continent, away from aid and towards trade. In exchange, African signatories were expected to eliminate barriers to U.S. investment.
The BBC's Miami Jones reporting from Johannesburg. More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.